probably transpired in a way that we thought it could happen, but not in the manner it went that way. If I explain myself a little bit better, the sending off had a massive effect on us. And up to that, we probably shaded the game away from home, and Waterford were getting frustrated, the crowd were getting frustrated, and I felt, yeah, this is a chance for us to pick up points on the road. And unfortunately, they sending off after 25-odd minutes, maybe, you know, changed the complexion of the game fully. Now, I'm not saying we'd have got a win or even a draw had we stayed with 11, but certainly it would have been a hell of a lot tighter.
Yeah, and you had a couple of half-decent chances in the opening quarter.
We did. We probably had the better chances. Not that there were out no chances, but we clipped the post. We had a few shots that took a deflection that could have gone either side of the keeper and fell one into his hands and the other just past the post. You know, a little bit, if you like, the Greg Bulger strike for Shamrock Rovers took a nick and flew into the net against you. These flew into the keeper or out for the corner. And we were very much in contention. Waterford weren't playing as well as what they might, but whatever chance we had with 11, we're not strong enough with 10 to pick up points, especially on the road.
And I suppose when the second goal went in, you know, that really put it probably beyond reach.
Absolutely, it was game over. In fairness, you know, down to 10 men, they gained almost total possession. When Waterford are good, they're very, very good. There's a lot of talented players. At the same time, for the first half an hour, they were poor. And when the first goal went in, it was going to be a long struggle. Had we kept it at that, you know, up to the last 20 minutes, maybe the nerves would have set in again. But the first goal was key to them. The crowd then got behind them again, and they played some decent football and ran out, as you say, very comfortable winners in the end.
So now you have to lift it again, and probably no harm to have a Sligo game on Monday in the League Cup.
Look, no harm to have a game at any stage to try and get over a heavy defeat like that. The League Cup, probably the pressure's off a little bit. We'll have a look at a few different options with lads that have been very, very good at training. And, it, you know, it might be the breath of fresh air that we need and change things up to Monday to see where that can get us.
Now, scant consolation, but at least UCD and Sligo, the two sides above you, failed to pick up points.
No, Chris. I think UCD are a serious outfit, and, you know, by all reports, they could have got something up in Tallaght, which is as hard a place to go to, and probably a harder place to go to than the RSC in Waterford, where we were yesterday. I think UCD will pick up points along the way, and either we have to pick them up, or else we'll fall further adrift. But to be fair to the lads, the 10 lads who remained on the pitch yesterday, they put a shift in, and, you know, to their credit, you know, with the backs to the wall stuff, it could have been worse, to put it that way to you, but obviously disappointing, or whatever game plan you had went out the window after 25 minutes. And up to that, you know, as you say, scant consolation, it had worked, but that's not much good to you when you get beaten 4-0 at the end of the 90 minutes.
And your next league game, a Northwest Derby against Derry.
Yeah, Derry are flying, to their credit. They gave us a hiding in pre-season in there. But, look, I mean, no better game as regards trying to get lads to get themselves up for a game. No better game than that. But they're a very decent outfit. And, look, that itself will pose difficulties. But we need to deal with the Sligo game on Monday night first, Chris, and before we look at Derry.
And finally, any injuries picked up from the trip to the RSC?
Yeah. Unfortunately, John Kavanagh has pulled up and had to come off. He's a hamstring problem, and obviously he won't be fit for Monday, let alone Friday, to put it that way to you. There's other knocks and bruises, but, you know, you're down a player in Mark Coyle that got sent off also. So that doesn't help matters in that manner. But, you know, lads have been waiting, especially the younger lads, to get a chance here, and you know, they've been training and training well, and they'll get that chance on Monday night.
And what's the latest on Mark Timlin?
Mark Timlin has yet to resume training with the group. He's still a couple of weeks off it, but please God, we'll be back in maybe, you know, in the next month, and we need him back with the quality he has. But you can't rush him. He's had a cartilage operation where we're hoping he can resume training with the group in the next week. But that itself will take a couple of weeks to get up to match fitness, Chris.